Now it's time to catch up with Diana O'Carroll, and this is the question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. It's time to put those fairy lights away, so here's our knotty problem.
Hi, this is Francis Tapon, and I'm calling from San Francisco, and I've listened to the Naked Scientists while I was walking across America for 7 months, and I'm addicted to your show. I had a question, though, while I was walking, and it's about tangling wires, because I would put my MP3 player into a pocket, and every single time I pull it out, the wires are completely tangled up. In fact, they're so tangled, I couldn't even do it myself. My question is, why do wires get tangled?
Well, quite a few of you got in touch to answer this one. Bert Lattimore linked it to entropy and how things just tend to go from order to disorder. He also said that nature is a... I can't say that word. Danny from the Netherlands cited this as an unfortunate combination of string theory and chaos theory. Ugh. And Brad Tittle said that we're not wrapping our wires up correctly. Instead, we're twisting them up like springs and generally making things worse. Here's our expert's opinion.
Hello, I'm Mike Pearson. I work for the University of Cambridge, the Millennium Mathematics Project. I hear that somebody has called in asking about the fact that their headphones get in a mess whenever they put them in the bag. This is one of those things that seems to happen rather more often than it should. Kind of surprising what damage a mindless bag can do. There are many more tangled possibilities than there are untangled possibilities if you think of the wires in the bag. So in a way, just picking one of those tangled state is quite improbable, but it doesn't really matter. Any old tangled state will do. So the probability that one of those tangled states appears when you put your hand into the bag to get your cables out is actually quite high. So really all we need is something that will allow those wires to move within the bag. We need them to pick up some energy from somewhere, and jiggling the headphones around is going to be exactly what you need in order to generate the randomness, the chaos that you need in order to create all these knots. And any old knot will do.
Wires get tangled up as there are more ways for them to become tangled than not. But why would scientists worry about such things?
An analogy that you might look at is the cells of our body. There's an enormous problem that they have keeping all the DNA that they have organized inside the nucleus. And you can think of the nucleus as being a tiny, tiny little bag. It's only about 20 microns big. And the DNA is a big, long string or wire about 3 meters long. And that's the equivalent, if you can imagine it, of having an iPod cable 30 kilometers long stuffed into a 20-centimeter bag. How this all happens is quite a problem, which has puzzled both biologists and mathematicians a lot.
Tangling wires is a problem for mathematicians, biologists, and anyone with headphones. Next week, I'll be untangling the mystery of the boomerang.
Hello, this is Anand. I'm calling from Colchester, and this is my question. I want to know how the boomerang works and what's the principle behind that.
And after that, it'll be time for a bicycle race.
My name's Jennifer, and I'm from Chicago. My bicycling club has been having a debate. All other things being equal, who goes downhill faster, a fat bicyclist or a skinny bicyclist?
So did Freddie Mercury get it right? And how can we be sure that curved bit of wood is always going to come back? Send your answers and new questions to questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or have a look at our forum at www.thenakedscientist.com/forum.
So that's it. Wires tend to get tangled just because it's more likely than not. But if you wrap your wires up right the first time, you may like to heed this advice from our forum from Brad Tittle. And he says, if you pay attention to winding your wire and twist in the direction of the torque, preventing the torque from building up in the wire, it won't get tangled. And on the forum as well, Artanimus, I think that's it, said that also people like roadies are taught to twist their cables in the right way. And Paul on the forum said he's heard you should use a knitting technique called butterflying to stop your wires tangling. Now, I am an avid knitter. I haven't heard of this, but it could be to do with the way that you kind of make tiny little skeins of wool if you're doing lots and lots of, using lots of different colours. You sort of make a loop and wrap the wool around the middle. Maybe that's what he means. But anyway, why do boomerangs come back? And also the question, who would go faster downhill on a bicycle? A fat person or a thin one? If you have any ideas, just email us at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com or go to www.thenakedscientist.com/forum.
We've heard from Jill Allen King about the radio wire tangling business, and she said she always winds her wires around her radio, and that always seems to work. The radio in the middle stops the tangles from starting in the first place.
That's what I do as well. Anyway,